Blog Talk Radio.
I want some hood girls looking back at it and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and let sex have it. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks, my Maybach, Black Magic. Never left, but I'm back at it and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he wax off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Pussy on fleek. Pussy on fleek. Pussy gang always keep them on geek. Biting through Texas. Feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, Nikki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nikki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real. Hanky full of that bounce, baby.
Lines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cook. Why you don't ever be learning? You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques on my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser.
Yeah.
whipping on that work. Tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all at work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for hourless. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them hoops. No, just on this song alone. This is on her fourth flow.
It's Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are discussing, and we are about to discuss.
You like it, don't you?
And we're about to discuss life after losing a good thing. It's a lot of us have been in a relationship that was the right thing, but we weren't ready for it, and we lost it. Now we look back on it. How do you feel about that? You know, what are some things you can do to prevent that? We're going to go in just a second. We're going to go and pay some more bills real fast. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Let's jump right in, everybody. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to jump right in to today's topic. Well, actually, no, we're going to go to the relationship truth of the week that ties into today's topic. Those that don't know about it, you might want to go on Facebook and add us on the Kenny Talk Experience. Go like that page, and you'll be able to get those posts every single week. You will be able to get them, right? Instagram, @KennyTalk_, Twitter, KennyTalk EXP. On Twitter, @KennyTalkEXP. I want y'all to go out there and like that page. Make sure you do that because guess what? You can get the relationship truth every single week. And the relationship truth is a post that I put out there that really, I mean, you know what it does is it really just kind of, it puts a different spin on what you believe. But see, last week we talked about the things people believe, the traditionalism and things that we believe or that we were taught. That we still believe in and go by in 2016. It's a lot of stuff, y'all. But I only had time to break it down and break down four different perspectives. It was interesting. If you guys want to listen to that, go to dollhouseradio.com or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. And you'll be able to see or listen to the episodes from last week, the week before, whenever you listen to them. Go to my timeline. Go to the timeline on the Kenny Talk Experience. You'll be able to see all of it. All right. So the relationship truth of the week goes as follows. I want y'all to feel me on this one. And this one is kind of aimed at the guys. Okay, guys. It says, guys, some of these women are craving your attention only to divert it away from the person you are giving it to. I got to say it again before I let it marinate a little bit, but I would want y'all to know Facebook is open. I want y'all, I'm online right now. I'm on Twitter. I got my chat open so you guys can hop in my inbox. I got my DMs ready on Twitter. I got Instagram up. So y'all get at me. Let me know what your thoughts are about the relationship truth. It says, some of these women are craving your attention only to divert it away from the person you are giving it to. And it's directed at the guys. 100. That's what they say. You know what? I got a young lady. She jumped out there first, so I think it's only right that I read what she has to say. Thank you. I'm going to pull up your profile and see where you're from, so we can give your town a shout out. She says, this is so true because that's the reason why a lot of guys don't know what they want. Because you got so many women that hate to see a woman with a good thing, and they try to take your man away. Okay, that's a perspective. I'll take it. I like that. I'm going to leave the lines open because I want y'all to think about this. I'm about to go in on this, right? I'm going to go in on it a little bit. Remember, on Dollhouse Radio, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time every week, every Wednesday, we're going to have our little podcast going. And this podcast is just a platform where I share and allow you to share. 646-595-4038 if you want to call in and make your words heard, or you want to listen from your phone, because sometimes you might be out driving on the street, handling some business, running some errands, and you want to check out the Kenny Talk Experience, that which we call the Real Relationship Talk Show. So for the most part, I'm going to jump right in. Guys, some of these women are craving your attention only to divert it away from the person you're giving it to. You know what? I kind of agree with what the young lady said. I mean, we do have a lot of people that are only interested. I swear, they're only interested in your attention because of the person you're giving it to, or the fact that you are consistently giving it to someone. And when you're consistently giving your attention, your time, your love to a person, there are a lot of women, and a lot of women that want to be in that position. They want that position. So what do you do, ladies? You make it. It's like you throw your hat in the ring. You make yourself known. You know, you show that person who you are, and that you're interested in your own little unique way. So once he directs his attention away, A lot of times you guys lose interest. All right. Now, from a female perspective, from the lady that actually posted first, I can agree, but I got to spin it a little bit. That's what the Real Relationship Talk Show is all about. We always take the obvious, but we spin it in an unorthodox way, and we look at it from an unorthodox perspective. I'm looking at the guys now. And the reason why I chose that post from last week is because guess what? A lot of guys are still playing the field because there are so many women that want their attention. They have so many options. And what it does is it can make you, and it does make you, fellas, I'm keeping it real, it makes us miss out on a good thing. I said it. We have a good thing right there in front of us at times. We have a special person right there in front of us. But we allow options or other people, other women, or whoever, reaching out, other women, wanting your attention, to take our attention away. And when we take our attention away, the person that we are with feels some type of way. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. So I told y'all I was going to spin it. Okay, let me go back to on Twitter. I got a young lady that's saying, what'd she say? She's pretty much agreeing with me. She kind of feels that. I guess a lot of ladies can relate to that. A lot of you have been in a situation to where you have been that good thing. You've been that good person. You have been that good person that have been there, that have given so much of yourself. But the attention of the person that you're giving so much to gets diverted away by someone that only wants that attention temporarily. They want to have sex with the dude that you're with or whatever. They want to feel what it's like just to be with him and just to get that type of attention from him, see what kind of dude he is or whatever. And what ends up happening is, ladies, is that if you're on the giving end of this situation, your feelings get hurt. You move on to the next, or you move on, or you leave that person. But on the other end, if you're a female that's on the other end, that's diverting that man's attention from who he's giving it to. Once you get the attention, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone, and you're like, all right, well, I mean, it was fun. Goodbye. And you got this guy left in the middle to where he's finding out what it's like to live life after losing a good thing, after losing a good person. What is that like? We're going to discuss that in a little bit. But for the most part, I got to jump right into our topic tonight. That was the relationship truth. Remember, you can get that by liking our page. You can actually log on to Facebook. I guess Kenny Talk Experience. You can like that page, or you can add Kenny Talk DeMoss on Facebook. You can add that page. I accept everyone. I said it. All right. But the reason why I chose this topic, ladies and gentlemen, is because, I mean, I feel like it's important that we dissect it. I feel like it's important for us to understand why these things happen. What makes a person lose a good thing? And the first perspective I'm going to touch on tonight is, guess what? Sometimes when you're out dating, you're out having a good time as a guy or as a chick, you're seeing who you want to see, you're living how you want to live. You know, you stumble upon, or this person stumbles upon you. I mean, this person comes around and you're just like, whoa. I realize that at this particular point, I'm a good time guy. Or if you're a lady, you're a good time girl, and you're all about just having a good time. You meet this guy, or if you're a guy, you meet this girl, or however it goes, that is so interested in settling down. They're so interested in being a part of your life. They love you. They support you. They want to support you. They want to be that person in your life that holds you down. And they do a few things in the short time that you're with them to show you how serious they are. However, you're a good time guy / good time girl, whichever, if you're a chick. And you say to yourself, man, if I could just meet you about 5-10 years from now, you would be perfect. Wow. Tell me, can you relate to that? If I could meet you not now, but later on, you would be perfect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, though this is true, we feel the need to not move on or allow you to move on because of this. So what we would do, what would we do? Let me go to Facebook. Let me go to my inbox. Y'all sound off. What do we do in situations like this? If you want to make your words heard, 646-595-4038 to listen. Or if you want to comment, press 1. If you press 1, I'll bring you on and let your words be heard. But what do we do? I got Facebook blowing up. I'm seeing some of everything. I'm just gonna chime out. We try to have our cake and eat it too. Thank you. I mean, I can feel that. We try to hold on. We try to hold on for those 5 years until we're ready. And here's the biggest: we expect that person, that good person, to wait those 5-10 years out until we're ready. And I totally get that. That is exactly what we do. No shame. That is exactly what we do. But what ends up happening in the process is you being a good time girl, ladies, or you being a good time guy, fellas, you do things that good time girls and good time guys do, and it don't really sit well with that person that's in your life giving, trying to show that they are the ones that should be there. So, in a nutshell, their feelings get hurt. Now, you know you're a good time guy / good time girl at this particular point. But you still don't really want that person to be hurt. You could care less. You could care less about anyone else. But this one is special. I like this one here. So since I like this one, I feel like, I really don't want to hurt her. I really don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want to hurt his feelings. Whatever. But we never let go. We hold on. We apologize. We do what we can to keep that person as close as we can, because we know there's going to come time to where we're going to give this life up and we're going to want that special someone. And it just so happens that special someone is in your life right now. So you say to yourself, man, I do not want to lose this person. This happens so much. This happens so much, ladies and gentlemen. You get to the point to where, guess what? That person leaves because they're done putting up with whatever you're putting out or not putting out. And you're left with living a life after losing a good thing. So how do we prevent this? I'm at the point to where I need everybody to understand the Kenny Talk experience. Don't just talk, we give solutions. So I want y'all to sound off, because this is a platform for you as well. What solutions can we give the listeners? I got a couple. What solutions do you guys want to share with the listeners if you're in a position like this? There's so many women that are holding on to that good guy. There's so many guys that are holding on to that good woman. All right. Solution. Man, we gotta accept the fact that when it comes to you not really being ready for a person coming into your life that you would love to be the one, but you're not ready for them, we gotta say to ourselves, number one, we gotta cut it before it actually gets there. You gotta cut it before it actually gets to that point, because you owe that person that much. If you're not able to do that, which a lot of us are not able to do that, because you know why? We don't want to do that. Our selfishness kicks in and we don't want to do that. Why? I'm not going to let her go. She's a real good girl. I want to be the one with her. I want her to be with me, even though I'm still, I'm not ready. Well, the next thing to do is to prevent that person from being hurt, to prevent that person from really walking away from you, or you losing a good thing. I got an idea. Here's a solution. Tell them the truth. Tell her the truth. Tell him the truth. If you are a person that's still out there like that, the person that you want to be with needs to know. They have to know this. If you don't tell them this, then you don't give them the right to choose. And if you're not giving them the right to choose, then that's when it all starts. That's when the hurt comes. Because at the end of the day, they're going to find out. You would be lying, living a lie, saying you really want this when you really want that. And what's going to end up happening, ladies and gentlemen, is that when they do find out, you're a liar now. And they're not going to want to be around you. But lo and behold, if you tell the truth, you give that person the option to choose. By chance, if something does happen, the grounds for communicating or the channels for effective communicating will still be open. It's going to still be open because you've opened them and you've set the grounds around truth. I want to drop that on y'all here real quick. Solutions, solutions, solutions is what we give. We don't just talk. Life after losing the good thing. Those that are just joining us, that's what we're discussing. And we got a lot more to discuss. Before we go to the break at the top of the hour, I got one more point that I need to touch on. A lot of us lose a good thing. And for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, we know when we got a good thing. We know when a person is a good person. But a lot of us lose out because sometimes we believe that the person that is a good thing might not be right for us because of the package that they come in. Right? You might have a guy that's in your life that likes you, might even love you, love being around you, that gives so much. And when I say gives, it's not all about material as well. He gives himself. He meets a lot of the expectations that you like in a man. But the package that he come in may not be what you expected. You might have wanted this to come from someone that's tall, dark, and handsome. But you might get short, bright-skinned, not so handsome. Or you might get tall, bright-skinned, and not so handsome. Right? Or you might get tall, short, dark-skinned, and handsome, but not tall. You see? The equation might not all the way work out physically. So guess what ends up happening? You end up keeping that person there because guess what? They bring to the table a lot of stuff that you like. They do. But they don't fit the mold. They don't have the look of the person that you thought they would be. They don't have it. It happens. So what do? You hold on to them. We hold on to them and like, yo, this person ain't going nowhere because that which he brings to the table to me, that which he does for me, I'd be damned if she does that for another chick. That's what the lady say. I'd rather keep him here while I still go out or I still keep the doors open for the possibility of a tall, dark, and handsome person that will bring those things to the table or give the type of things that he gives. So we're hoping, we're wishing it could come from somebody that fits the mold more so than for our expectations. when we think of ourselves being into a relationship or being into a marriage, we visualize this power couple, this attractive guy, you know, tall, handsome, well-dressed, well-spoken, successful, sophisticated, you know, and yourself. You put yourself in your vision, standing next to this person. You're there too. You got to put yourself there. As a successful, entrepreneurial, you know, bad chick, top-notch, the latest fashions, all of that being worn, this is what you visualize in this power couple. You don't visualize Larry that worked down at the U.S. Pipe or something, you know, or Bob that's the plumber, or this average Joe kind of guy. You know, he don't really know how to dress that good, but, you know, he got a good job, he works hard, and he loves me, right? All of the elements don't really line up the way you want them to line up, ladies and gentlemen. So guess what? You keep that back door open for the possibility of that person. So you end up still dating, you end up still going out, you end up keeping that door open on this guy, and he later on finds out that you're living a lie. He gets upset, you break his heart, he moves on. Or you step out there, you get with this person that you think is going to treat you the way Larry or Joe, the average Joe, is treating you, you know, being there for you, looking out for you. Joe finds out, and he doesn't want to be with you while you're with him. The tall, dark, and handsome guy don't work out because he's not as nice as Joe. He don't bring to the table the things Joe bring. He don't treat you like Joe treats you, but he's very attractive. So that don't end up working out. So guess what you do? After a year or so, you reach back out to Joe. You reach back out to the average Joe, but he's moved on. So now you have to deal with living life after losing a good thing. It's 100% your fault. You made the decision, right? Just because this guy doesn't come into the package, come in the right package. And let me flip it real quick before we go to break, before I pay some bills. Fellas, we in the same boat as well. You might have a plain Jane that don't look like what you want your significant other to look like, but she's the real deal when it comes to being there for you, supporting you, riding out for you. Right? She's there. But you don't treat her with the respect that you should. You don't do that. You're chasing every other chick, every other hot chick around town, trying to get them. But guess what? It don't work out with them. So you find yourself trying to backdoor, trying to go back, backpedal. And then you experience what it's like to live life after losing a good thing. That's a topic that we're discussing, everybody. We're going to pay some bills real quick on Dollhouse Radio. I'm going to be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat. Because guess what? And it's a real relationship talk show, and we're discussing life after losing a good thing, good person. We all can relate. I got Facebook still open. I'm not going to neglect you. I'm going to go read some of y'all posts after the break. But coming up, it's the Keeping It Real letter. Yeah, let's go.
Playmaker, a bullshit shaker. I never been a faker. I call I'm down, cause you gon' meet your maker. You might knock me down, but you won't keep me down. Don't keep me when I'm down.
They can't keep me down.
See, I'ma get back up, and you shit out of luck. That's when it's going down.
They can't keep me down.
Brand or a phone, I think, but I ain't broke. You think that I'm a joke?
They can't keep me down.
The game really yo, yo. I got a different stroke. I do this for my folks.
They can't keep me down.
I've seen a lot of shit and been to a lot of places. Every time I get a chance, I'm throwing new directions. When I find the right place, it gon' be interesting. They say I couldn't do it, but I still get my best. And they wanna hold me back, but I can't let them hold me down. I do it for the hood, and best believe we put it down. Shout out to my homies that I know will keep it real. I love the life I live, and fuck how I hate to feel.
Faults or mishaps. We from the Bronx, New York, things happen. Kids clapping, love to spark the place. Half a cat in the squad, got a scar on their face. It's the cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the charm, brother, this is life. Got the phantom in front of the building, Trinity, yeah. 10 years been legit, they still figure me bad. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think the BX nickname it Cook? Should have been called on robbery. Stall shit. Or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Tips long, I knew me and my people was gonna bubble. Came out the gate, on the flojo. Fat brother with the, he was the logo kid. Said my don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
R to the easy, N to the whiz eye. My arms stay breezy, the dawn stay fizz. I got a date at 8, I'm in the 740 fizz eye. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die. With a matching jacket, about to cop me a mansion. My squad in the club, but you know they not dancing. We gangsta and gangsters don't dance with boogies. So never mind how we got in here with weapons and hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission in the bouncers don't check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section. In the middle with a dance floor, reckless check it steady. Like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the hell I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, ain't a thing. We still the same, till the flow just changed. Now we about to change the game.
Said my don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on.
Now we living better now, coochie sweating now. And that G4 can fly through any weather now. See, haters get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I thought the chinchilla hurt their feelings. You can find your crack at all type of events. Out of Vegas, front row to all the fights. If Father Born come, then they probably squeal. It's nasty rappers that blow like Derek for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bad while throwing it up. B2K Crip walking like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to stick about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't want to speak about the rucker. Not even Pee Wee Kirkley could imagine this. My team didn't have to play to win the championship. Come on.
Don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. I said, my don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Bronx, BX Burrow, Terror Squad, Big Pun forever, Tom Montana forever, yeah. Streets is ours. Come on. Nah, man. It ain't never gonna stop. Serge. Raul.
The Real Relationship Talk Show. Dollhouse Radio's on. those that are just joining us, life after losing a good person in relationships. That's what we're discussing. I want to read some of these Facebook posts. But first and foremost, we got to do the Keeping It Real letter. And the Keeping It Real letter comes from, hey, we staying in the South, man. Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, what's up, Atlanta? I got Atlanta's letter here, and she sent it in. She sent it in through Facebook. Or you can send it in at KennyTalk69@gmail.com. I be wanting to hear from the listeners, you know. It's a platform for you. All right. I'm going to read this letter out, and we're going to keep it real. And I chose this letter for a reason. Now, I'm going to paraphrase because it's pretty detailed, but what I get from it is that Atlanta feels like that there is, she feels like that the relationship that she did have was, in a sense, this is what she's saying, in a sense, she lost a good thing. She felt like she lost a good thing. Because at the time that she was dating this guy, she had another guy in the picture that she felt was her good thing. And this kind of distracted her from seeing what she needed. One guy had what she wanted more so than what she needed at this point in her life. She was still stuck on her wants, is what she says, instead of focusing on what she needed to help her move to the next level, to help her be a better person. But what makes the story kind of interesting is that the person that was there for, that would have been there, that she needed, they got into a really bad argument. He walks out of the picture because of the person that's supplying what she wants. He finds out about her. Okay. She's at the point right now where she feels like, well, at that time, you win some, you lose some, but I'm happier with this guy anyway, because he's supplying my wants at this particular point. But at the end of the day, we all know what happened. She goes on to say that things didn't work out with them, so now she realizes that person that was in her life, this person that was in her life, is no longer available, and she feels like, guess what? In a sense, I had a good thing, and it's gone. However, she went on to the next, and her behaviors never changed. So now she's at a point in her life to where she's been in and out of several relationships, but nothing solid. But every now and then she thinks about that guy. She didn't really say how long ago this was, but I chose this one for a reason. And the reason why I chose this one, everybody, I'm gonna keep it real with you, Atlanta, you are a prime example of how a lot of women and a lot of dudes treat losing a good thing. Losing a good thing. Now, this guy or this person that was providing that to you, your need, and that was this good person in your life, a lot of times we don't focus on some of the behaviors that we implemented, or the way we acted, or what we did that made this person so attracted to us and so wanted to be with us at that point, Atlanta. What made this person want to give so much to you, Atlanta? You gotta ask yourself that question. And the reason I say this is a prime example of how majority of people handle it, Atlanta, is because guess what? You went on to the next, but your behaviors never really changed. You chose to not look at it at that point as, okay, I had a good thing and now it's gone, and you continue to move on and do what you do, right? All right. I don't want you to, I'm not a fan of you moping around sad either. So, in a sense, I got to commend you on that. But when you don't change your behaviors, when you don't do things different, when you don't look at it like, okay, I had this good thing and now it's gone. I need to change some things going forward. When you stay that same person, you're going to get the same results, Atlanta. And that's why you're in and out of relationships at this particular point, you know, and things are not working. You got to change your behaviors, or you got to get rid of the behaviors that attracted that type of person that was about what you want, and keep the behaviors that brought in the people that wanted, like the person that wanted to, you know, be there for your needs. If you're not doing that, if you're not looking at it from that perspective, then you're not learning from it. And if you're not learning from it, it's like it never really happened. And if it never really happened, you still run the risk of continuously going through it. If it never really happened, you can never graduate from that school. Does that make sense? I want to drop that on your head tonight, Atlanta, when it comes to us keeping it real. Because that's what we do on the Real Relationship Talk Show. I want you to think about that. So many of us choose to not recognize a person as a good thing that we lost. We look at it as, okay, well, somebody else will come and do what you won't do, or somebody else will come and appreciate me and stay with me, right? There's always someone else. Yeah, there's always someone else until your options run out. And then when your options run out, then you're faced with finding out what it's like to live life after losing a good thing. It's a sad thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to look in the mirror, because you know that, guess what? You made a big mistake. And it's okay if you make a big mistake, because we, as long as you learn from it and you change the behaviors. Learning from mistakes is about changing behaviors, right? If you don't do that, then what is we talking about? Let me go to Facebook real quick before I go and touch on my last section. Life after losing a good thing. Okay. Sometimes, Kenny Talk, this is Facebook, she says, sometimes, Kenny Talk, people lose interest, and it's not about losing a good thing. Sometimes your interests are different. All right, that's true. If that's the case, that's the case. If that's where you choose to look at it, that's fine. We have no problem with that. But we need you to understand, when it comes to a good thing or identifying that you lost a good thing, some people need that in order to help them change and help them be better people. Some people have to do it. If you felt like you ain't lose a good thing, then this conversation ain't for you. You keep doing what you're doing. Let me go back. Let's see what else we got. I'm going to sift through here. I got a couple of people that posted quite a bit of stuff. I appreciate that. The listeners are going in. Let me see. Okay, she says, there's nothing wrong with a person wanting to be with someone that looks good. If you have a person that's doing for you what you need, but they lack on the looks, it should be okay for you to continue looking. You're right. That's what she said in a nutshell. Thank you, sweetie. You're right. You're absolutely correct. But the only thing we're speaking about is that person that lacks on the look, you got to tell them the truth. Or you got to, you know, and you got to let them make the decision whether or not they still want to hang around. Let them go if they want to go. Because you're not willing to give 100%. That's what I'm saying. But let me see what else we got. 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Wednesday nights, you know we go in, right? All right. Okay, I'm gonna come back if I can, but I gotta move on, right? Cause right now it ticks away when you're having fun. Life after losing a good thing. We're gonna speak on from our last perspective today. Now, there are a lot of people out there, and this is just not aimed at women. There are a lot of people that are just simply ungrateful. But see, I thought that's what I thought Sweetheart on Facebook was finna say. I thought she was finna say if you got a not so attractive person that does a lot of good things, it's okay to date and look for more attractive people while you still keep them to have the best of both worlds. That's what I thought she was finna say, but she didn't say that. But I ain't gonna even put them words out there. She did not say that. But it's a lot of people that think like that. And I wanna say, if you do think that way, and you treat people like that, you're ungrateful. And a lot of us take that ungrateful route. You know, it's a lot of ladies out there that date or talk to, text, kick it with two and three, or sometimes four guys that they like four different things about them. And they like to hold on to those guys and say, all right, this person here does that. This person here gives this. This person here can do this and loves to do this that I like. So you live your life circled or surrounded by guys that give you things that you want. And you do that all the way up until the guys bump heads and one guy decides, well, you know what? I want out. I'm gone. Now, whether that guy was someone good, I don't know. What I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is that you cannot take the ungrateful route. You can't be ungrateful like that. Because it comes back to bite you. You can't be all about yourself. You got to be able to see the obvious. You got to be able to acknowledge and appreciate the person that you do have. You got to be able to give them the chance to make a decision on, you know, on hanging around you. And a lot of us are afraid. I realize that. A lot of us are afraid because we know that there's a high chance that they're going to choose the latter. They're going to decide, well, you know what? This is not for me. I'd rather move on. You can have who you have. I'm going to go find who I want to find. Now, let me put another spin on it before we go to the final thought. If you are a person that's a giver, if you are a person that's on the outside looking in, wanting to be in a relationship with a guy or a girl, whoever you're with, and you're doing all this, you're doing all that you can to make that person realize that you are going to be the one, first of all, you got to assess what you're doing. What am I doing to show this person that I want to be the one? Once you assess what you're doing, you got to see if what you're doing is valued by that person. Now notice, I didn't say liked. I didn't say appreciated. I said valued. There's a difference. I can appreciate a foot rub every night that I get home from work because I be on my feet all day. I can appreciate a back rub. I can appreciate you going to the mall every time you get paid and buying me something nice. I can appreciate you taking time out on the weekends to have a picnic with me in the park. But if I don't value all those things, you're going to feel as if you're giving so much and it's not being appreciated. There's a difference. I can appreciate it, but not give you any return on your investment. But if I value it, then the fact that I value it, I'm going to act a certain way around you if I value what you bring, and you will get your return on your investment. Because your return on your investment at the end of the day will be the person, you know, whoever you're trying to get with, them. They ain't going nowhere. Hey, and that's the show, everybody. I had a fabulous time. I hope we dropped some solutions on your head, because now it's time for the final thought. And the final thought is a little bit of a spoken word that I put together. Kind of sums up everything that we talked about. Salute to everybody listening. Everybody that commented. Let's jump in. Let's jump in feet first. Dollhouse Radio is on, the Real Relationship Talk Show. Life after losing a good thing. You had your chance and you blew it. Now, here we go. And it goes a little something like this. Now, sometimes during dating, at a point that we are not ready, a good person makes their presence known across our path. You connect, you have fun, but choose to move on to the next. Because at that point, you're oblivious to who or what you have. Yeah, I'm going to get it together. Now, maybe your focus was getting on... Uh-oh, I made a mistake. Maybe your focus was on getting what you thought you wanted from someone else you thought you wanted it from. This can make you overlook what this person brings to the table. It's not until later on, when that person is long gone, that we acknowledge and appreciate them for the time they spent and they gave us. Now, maybe you took the ungrateful route, saw that this person was such a giver. You took advantage of what they wanted to give because of how they felt. You knew how much they cared would distract them from seeing your deceitful intent, that you were a person that was all about yourself. Well, then again, you could have been the type that told this person that you weren't their type, that they weren't your type. How they look, how they act wasn't hip enough to be in your space. But after years passed by, you call them trying to get back with them, and it's not till you see them with someone else that you realize you made the mistake. Well, that's it in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to learn today. The only thing we want to do is bring awareness with this platform. I want to thank Atlanta for sharing. I want to thank everybody on Facebook for sharing. It's about to go down. I want y'all to have a safe weekend out there. Right? And remember, if you didn't get a chance to listen to it live, if you never get a chance to listen to it live, or if you caught it this time, but you miss it a lot of the times, don't worry. Add us on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. Go like that page. The links are on that page. You can go listen to it anytime you want. You can listen to this anytime you want. You can do that. You can also send the link, email the link, text the link, inbox the link to anybody that you want to actually check it out, because I hear a lot of people do that. I want to give a big salute to all the fellas out there. I know I went at the fellas a little bit, but that's what I do. We have a platform, it's balanced. Ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Have a safe weekend. Have some fun. Don't go for a wooden nickel. Salute. We out of here.